Friday morning is here. I am Funko. This show is spontaneous. Windows on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasted straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco Radio.
and thought, so can I have a pencil? Epicionic, so hypnotic, I be Kevin, so for shovel, I'll take the 8-track, where they got a good swing. Flippin' and I'm tarted in the hood slang. Mixin' with some epidionics, and they loving the way I tweak it, cause it's very exotic. Get all started when I was rapping, when they talking the hop. Spittin' lyrics to truth forever, we call it the hop. It was simple, after what's in it, no updated official. Told the brothers, don't call me off, no one just call me out. Well, that's when I see the potential, that it was very neurotic. I knew that I could speak it and be very melodic. After saying it once or twice, this one I knew that I got it. So I gave it a name and called it Aerobiotics. What? I think I ain't rap, or they got a good twang. Flip it, then I turn it into hood slang. I'm speaking Aerobiotics. I'm speaking Aerobiotics. I'm speaking Aerobiotics. That's all I'm easy. I cheat the cake, I'll kill my chisels. I'm saying peace to you, bro. I be doing my puzzle. I'm speaking Aerobiotics. Aerobiotics. I'm speaking Aerobiotics. 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 Epigenetics is so fly. But you were speaking, though, it's gotta be official. You get the hizzle part, so you already know. Just put some Aerobiotics into your vocab. Better yet, I give you a boost. You're getting money when you have a big. You're getting for loose. That's a lesson for Lentigano. We've been getting fleazy. Just learn some Aerobiotics. And the rest is so very easy. So, to take an 8-rap, boy, they got some good twang. Flip it, then you turn it in the hood slang. You're speaking Aerobiotics. You're speaking Aerobiotics. You're speaking Aerobiotics. I'm all I'm easy. I'm TVK while I'm chisel. I'm chisel. I'm saying peace to you, brother. How you doing, my brother? I'm speaking Aerobiotics. Aerobiotics. You're speaking Aerobiotics. You're speaking Aerobiotics. Believe me, that's the kind of meat. Be quiet, cause it's so flame. It's all because of my hip. Don't let me fall for change. Probably the flyers you heard. They tell me that it's not blue. Cause I'm crazy with words. All these haters got blue with pencils. It's nothing but hate. If you quit, you're Johnny. You show your buddy is straight. It's for hotties, the hair with pencils. Then you probably is not. But it's too busy. How risky that means your mommy is hot. If you got that magnetism, that's the power of flex. I have been into lexicon and studied the text. I call it Aerobiotics. It's rather easy to do. Keep on practicing while I'm preaching to be speaking. So, to take an 8-rag, boy, they got some good twang. Flip it, then you turn it in the hood slang. You speak your Aerobiotics, you speak your Aerobiotics, you speak your Aerobiotics. That's all I'm easy, I'm easy, take all my kills, all my chills, all I'm playing PC. I'm doing my good, so I'm speaking Aerobiotics. Aerobiotics, you speak your Aerobiotics, you speak your Aerobiotics. That's all I'm easy, I'm easy, take all my
Ships or aircraft approach within 100 miles, we will kill the crew and retaliate with everything in the ship's arsenal.
Bill, this is Tom. What's going on?
Hi, Tom.
You know what's going on. I have 32 tomahawks under my thumb, and the only thing you can do about it is alert the media.
You don't have the launch codes.
Let me take a wild guess. 566-049-9780?
This is insane.
Be careful with that word, Tom, please.
Mr. Stranix, this is Admiral Bates speaking. Would you please tell us why the hell you're doing this?
Hi, Admiral.
6 months ago, your boy Tom Breaker canceled Operation Cleopatra, and shortly thereafter, two young men from Langley showed up in Miami, tried to cancel me along with it.
Now, you received each man's right forefinger in the mail, didn't you, Tom? Tom?
Yes, I did.
Did you expect us to wait in Miami for you to come back and try again?
Look, Bill,
I know things are a little... are a little chaotic for you right now.
Chaotic? Wake up, Tom!
You know, and I know, that chaos and bedlam are consuming the entire world. UV light waves are only the beginning, Tom. We have an inch of topsoil left.
Topsoil?
This sexually transmitted diseases, deforestation, irreversibly progressive depletion of the global gene pool. It all adds up to oblivion, pal.
Governments will fall, anarchies will reign. It's a brave new world.
Bill.
What are you planning to do?
Do you realize, Tom, that whatever I do is inevitable? Can we agree on that?
Well, not necessarily.
Well, see, there you go, Tom. See, you can't argue with me here or negotiate or attempt any chicken shit psychological ploy. You have to reconsider your entire philosophy.
All right. I'm sorry. Whatever you decide to do is inevitable.
Now, look at my life, Tom.
The life you people tried to take. There was Annapolis, it was Vietnam, there's War College, so on. You know, I missed the 60s, and I truly believe that if I could have been there to make my contribution, everything would have worked out fine.
Look, Bill, if this is about reliving the 60s, you can forget about it, buddy. The movement is dead.
Yes, of course, hence the name. Movement, it moves a certain distance, then it stops, you see? A revolution gets its name by always coming back around in your face. You tried to kill me, you son of a bitch. So welcome to the revolution. There's more to follow. I'll stay in touch.
He's flipped. He's completely flipped.
On an inventory of everything on that ship now.
Why, sir? General, here's what we know. The threat is verifiable. It is real. I repeat, it is real.
You think they believe you?
I don't know. I think they believe I'm crazy. Probably paranoid, something like that.
I have a harpoon already locked on.
Fire when ready.
I need that energy from the front to the back. Let's work, y'all. Right.
Ready or not,
uh-huh.
Here I come.
Uh-huh.
You can't hide.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find you and take it slowly.
Come on.
Ready or not,
uh-huh.
Here I come.
Uh-huh.
You can't hide.
Let's go, y'all.
I'm gonna find you.
Hands up in the air like this.
Now that I escaped, sleep on the way. Those who could relate know the world they came. Jail bars ain't golden cage. Those who fake they great. When they beat 400 pounds, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun. In the ghetto, of course, we get the oven on it. Yo, I kick around drinking moonshine. I'm full of sick on the concrete. Look at this disease, but no show we. Rock left in the status. Think about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, make it look like a trap. I wanna play with color, cause from here to back. Yeah, gun blasting fast, I think I'm hit. My girl bitch my hips to see if I still exist.
I think not.
I'll send a letter to my friend.
Hold again, hold again, hold again.
Wait, wait, shut up.
I must confess, my destiny's been a fest. In some Gore-Tex and sweats, I'm dressed like a homeless. Rap on cheese with poetry and pests. Catching the bounty like every
investor.
Bless you if you represent the fool, but I hate you. With some bitches, but if you do, don't fold you. I can do what you do, easy. Frontin' niggas give me PBG. So while you imitating Al Capone, I be needing some more. Defecating on your microphone.
broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. RadioValencia.fm. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. If you want to be part of the team, part of the dream, email station@radiovalencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at radiovalencia.fm. That's station@radiovalencia.fm. Find out how to be in front of the scenes, behind the scenes, in the middle of the scene. Email station@radiovalencia.fm. Or if you have music, send it to bands, B-A-N-D-S, at radiovalencia.fm. That's bands at radiovalencia.fm. So much music, so little time. Music you heard, Fugees, Ready or Not. What an awesome song, live band. Sounded too good, I had to throw that down. Also, other music up in that set. We also had a movie, something from Under Siege. Tommy Lee Jones, the villain. He always had a villain face, villain voice. He scared me sometimes, Tommy Lee Jones. His most scariest, when he was Two-Face. The best Two-Face. Don't at me. He is the best Two-Face. Tommy Lee Jones. Dig it. Other music up in that set. We had Greg Sparrow, Miguel Atwood, Ferguson, Ben Williams, Gene Coye, and Jermaine Paul with Processions. Procession of the Uninvited. We also had new music from Soulfly with Storm the Gates. Also in that set, we had music from The Orb, song Anna Bubonics. Up in there. And we start off the whole set with a nice track. Louis Ramirez with the song Do It Any Way You Wanna. Louis Ramirez, guys. And if you don't know, it got sampled in a Tupac Shakur song. Holler if you hear me. What a great song both those are. You're caught up. Shouts out to all in the Bay, RadioValencia.fm. We making it another day. Pills, pills, pills. Whatever you choose. Whether you're from Pill Valley. Shouts out to you. We here. You want to trade pills? You never know what I got. Yo, I don't sell drugs. I trade drugs. You want to trade drugs? You never know what I got. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. We live and direct. Shouts outs to everyone in the Bay. Gotta give a big shout outs to Gia. Gia. Gia says, what up, my man? Mind playing this? You know I got you. Good request. Oh, I remember that song. All right. You know I'll throw that down. Also, oh my God, my babushka. My babushka. Tell me. Tell me. You weren't there. My babushka. Tell me. Tell me you know nothing, my babushka. My babushka, tell me you weren't involved. My babushka, tell me you were not there 60 years ago. My babushka, tell me you know nothing of the JFK. My babushka, I search for you, my babushka. My babushka says, hello, DJ man, please play this. You know, I got you, my babushka. We will play you the songs, my babushka. But please tell me. Please tell me you're not part of the CIA. My babushka, my heart would break if you say you were involved. My babushka, tell me. You know I play you some songs, my babushka. Keep on rocking. We got it all. We're here and we're ready. Surf's up. What you gonna do? So many things to do. You know? So many videos to watch, guys. So many short videos. So many news. So much news to keep up with, guys. You know? I remember as a kid, man, I used to be into the news all the time. All the time, man. And I saw some funky stuff. Some crazy stuff. I remember seeing on the KTVU news, guys. You remember the homeboy, the homie, Dennis Richmond? R.I.P. Rest in peace. That was the guy around here, man. Dennis Richmond from KTVU News. I think he passed away last year. Or early this year, but he did pass away, and dude, that guy was the man, dude. I used to love getting the news from that guy. You know, he was smooth, he had charm, he had the nice suits, he had the nice hair, the great voice. And I remember watching him and Elaine Corral, you know. And I remember watching them. And I used to watch the news. I shouldn't have been watching the news, man. They used to show way more stuff on the news. It used to be like the videos almost that you can watch now online. You can go on X and you could see some uncensored videos. And then they try and go and they show it to you, and they still show it to you when you mute them or you say, I don't like them. They still show up in your feed, man, to get you angry and to upset you, man. They know what they're doing, guys. You know, it's easy. It's easy to see you go, why do they keep showing me? Even though I muted it. Even though I said, I don't like this. Don't show me. They still show it to you, big dog. They still want to show it to you, you know? They want to show you stuff that you don't want to watch, guys. That's the trick, man. That's the social media game, man. Listen, man. It's all true, man. But, you know, my mind is already messed up from as a kid watching stuff like that on the news. You know, I can remember. I'll tell you straight up. On Channel 2 News, I saw they showed a guy commit suicide. It was crazy. I was like 8 years old. And I remember seeing this, and you would think, what, was it live? It must have been live. It must have been live because they wouldn't show that on purpose. It must have been live because they couldn't edit it, right? But no, no, man. That was like a... Like, I remember, I still think they do it, too, on the news, especially KTVU news. Every once in a while, I pop back to it, but they go, news around the world, you know? And they show you little quick news clips that happen around the world, right? And they show you quick news clips, and that was one of them. And I remember some guy committing suicide in it, and... It was a bad suicide because the guy, like, I still remember it to this day. He's on top of a building and he stabs himself in the stomach and then he jumps off. What the heck, dude? I saw that on Channel 2 KTVU News, guys. As a kid growing up in the 80s, I probably was 8 or 9, you know? And you go, but Facco, where were your parents, Facco? Where was your mama and papa, Facco? You know, they should have did a better job. You know what? One was doing graveyard, and the other one was asleep after her 16-hour shift, player. What are you going to do? You know? You should have been asleep, Facco. That's not true, Facco. Take it back, Facco. You didn't see that on the news, Facco. You were going to school. You should have been asleep. It's true. Es la verdad. It's real. I saw that growing up as a kid. Now you know why Facco's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man. And that's not the only thing I've seen. I've seen a bunch of other things. This is what they used to just let it pass. Like, it's all right. Just show them. Just show them, you know. But that's how it goes, man. They shaping it up. Shape-shifting it up. If you talk to my friend, the professional, they shape-shifting it up, guys. You know. Oh. Roommate said, don't forget Wendy Tokuda and Dave McElhattan. Oh, dude, I remember them. Was that CBS, Channel 5, KPIX? Tell me if I'm right. I think it might have been. Or was that KROX, Kron? Was that Kron? It might have been Kron. I don't know. You know, but I remember all those guys. My sports guy, you guys might like Gary Radnich. I like them too. But my sports guy's Mark Ibanez, man. Mark Ibanez, dog. KPIX, yes, roommate said KPIX. KPIX, you know. And I watch them every once in a while sometimes. Like, let's say... You know, I forgot to watch the Channel 2 News at 10. I would flip it. I think I would flip it or go to Channel 5. Something. I would do that, though. You know, but there was KPIX, KRON News, man. Kron. Oh, what was her name, man? I liked her, too. She was a fox, man. Pam? I think her name was first name was Pam. And she was, oh my gosh, she was smoking, man. I remember that. And then, did I watch Channel 7 News? Not too much. Very rare, you know. I like Channel 2 News because a lot of them, you know, would get in trouble, man. Like one guy got in trouble for getting drunk and being drunk on the air, you know. And you could look it up. Look up Channel 2 News anchor, drunk on air. And you can look that up, man. And he's an old school guy. He actually, I think he was the weekend guy, or he filled in for Dennis Richmond. And he would fill in for Dennis Richmond, and he would do the weekend guy. He would do the weekend news. Because, you know, Dennis Richmond had to be at the club, you know. He had to be, you know, making it clap, you know. But I used to remember him, drunk anchor. He was a drunk anchor. On TV. And there's been a few. I think there was one recently, too, you know? You know, sometimes I think, hey, oh, why are you drunk on air? You go, do they have a problem? Their alcohol problem caught up to them, right? You might think that. Yeah, and you know, a lot of times that's probably what it is. But sometimes here's what I think, if you want my opinion, my hypothesis, right? Is that, okay, first of all, it was 1994, KTVU of George Watson. That was George Watson on KTVU, drunk on air, supposedly drunk on air. He did get fired for it, right? You know? You want to see? Here, I'm going to play it on air. Let's see if you think he's drunk, okay? Let's do it. This is Channel 2 News over 30 years ago. Supposedly drunk on air. Here we go.
They may be for the smallest members of our households, but
on January 9th, 1994, it was subtle.
Consumer reporter Tom Bakar is here to tell us what toy makers hope our children will want for Christmas this coming year.
Watson may have deceived.
Oh, George Watson. You know, you could call him George Twatson. Yeah. He looks like a 7-7 kind of guy. He's a 7-7 kind of anchor, man. You know? He supposedly that was him drunk on the air. You know? And he got in trouble for drinking. There was another guy, Frank Zimmerman, the homie. He looked like a mob boss from Boston. You know, is it Frank Zimmerman? I think he got accused of being on pills, man. He was on pills. I think I traded him some pills, man. You know, and no, I didn't trade him any pills. I don't say that, man. But I like Frank Somerville because he looked like, he was like I remember redhead, brown hair, you know. And he looked like he was a mob boss from Boston, you know. And he got in trouble. They thought he was on pills, man. He took it a step up. Maybe he mixed it. He had like pills. He had pills and whiskey, man. God bless him, you know. Yeah. Let's see. Choney says, nothing beats the Weather Girls. Oh. You know it, baby. Nice moves. Roommate says, Frank's Somerville. Yes. Maybe he got help. Yeah, I hope so. You know, if he had a problem. Okay, back to why maybe somebody might be drunk on air. And I think it could happen to anybody. Like, you're drunk on your job. If you're friends with the boss or the higher-ups and you go out with them, and they're drinking, and that's okay, have a drink. Oh, but I gotta work. Don't worry, you're with me. You know what I'm saying? It might have been something like that, you know? Because I've worked with some people that like to, you know, throw them back. You know, whiskey, scotch, 10-year-old scotch, nothing less, man. Or they're just beer people, you know? And they were tipping them back, all right, you know? And they just got back, and, oh, man, I got to go be on the news. That's all right, bro. I'll let them know, you know? I like Frank Somerville, though. He seemed like a cool guy, you know? So I hope he's all right. I don't think he's on the news anymore, roommate, right? I don't think he's on that station anymore, you know? He's probably in, like, Topeka, Kansas, you know, doing the news over there, you know? Or he's in Chattanooga, Tennessee, doing the news down there. They'll appreciate Frank Somerville. He's the right kind of anchor, if you know what I mean. Rhymes with right. You fill in the blanks, baby, you know? But Frank Somerville, you know, shouts out to him. Frank Pillsville? You know, hey, dude, I ain't judging. You know, everybody needs a little thing, you know, to get on the air, you know. He was slurring his words, guys, you know. Frank Somerville was slurring his words. You know, I hope he's okay. Oh, he did have drinking problems, they said, you know, just looking at it really quick. But dude, the KTVU News, I love them. They're one of my favorites. It may be because they're so, like, all their, there's been a lot of mistakes on KTVU News. Do you guys remember that, what was her name? Tori Campbell. She messed up by reading all these fake names of the people on, of people on a plane who died, and somebody just gave her some racist names, man, and she actually read them on the air. I don't think it was our fault. It's whoever her boss was, whoever gave her the information. Tori Campbell, you remember Something Wong, you know? They gave all these stereotypical Asian dirty names, man, and she read them live on the air. I remember hearing it live. It was like, it was because she did the noon news. She did the afternoon news. And I remember at the time when that happened, I was getting ready for work, and I would watch the noon news. And when I heard her say that, I was like, holy shit. What did she do? Tori Campbell, you know? I was like, I thought it was just the males that are messing up in there. Nope. Females can mess up too, you know? And it always reminds me, like, she read it off a teleprompter. That's what news anchors do. They read off the teleprompter. They're politicians. They're actors, right? They read the script. Roommate, read the script. And it reminds me of Anchorman with Will Ferrell. God damn it, what did I tell you? Ron Burgundy will read anything off the teleprompter. You know, that's what it reminded me of, you know. But, you know, you got the greats. Frank Somerville, George Watson, Tori Campbell. And I'm pretty sure when Tori Campbell made that messed up and said all those stereotypical racist names, you know, dirty names that she announced on the air, she like retired. She's like, I'm out of here, man. I don't need this shit, you know. She's like, I'm retiring. Take off, man. Thanks for the memories. Have a good day. I'm going to Bermuda. Man, you know, you gotta go when you can't trust your teleprompter people, man. It's time to go. It's time to teleport, you know? So there you go. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. I could keep talking about news anchors. Weather girls, chonies. Man, the nothing beats the weather girls when you go to Latin America. Woo! Get out of here, guys. You know? You know, even when I see a weatherman in South America, they got cakes too, man. I'm like, oh my God, this weather guy is beautiful. You know, he's going to get filled up like a piñata, you know. But I'm telling you, that's Latin America, guys. That's Latin America. So I share the same thoughts. Weather girls, we love them. You know, even, what is it, the weather girl, I'm sorry, the weather woman on KTVU News, is it Maria Roscoe, I think that's her name? Oh, me and my friends, we like her, we like her, man, she looks like a formal model, you know, elegant, she looks elegant as well, too, you know. I'll take her. Oh, we'll go to Jollibee's, man. We'll go to El Pollo Loco. Get whatever you want, baby. It's on me. You look so nice tonight, but she looks elegant. I can't take her to those places. I gotta take her to a sit-down place, you know? I gotta take her to, like, ramen, sushi, you know? Shouts out to all RadioValencia.fm. Who's your weather team? Or I'm sorry, who's your news team, guys? Let me know. What news do you watch or you used to watch? You know, you let me know. Who did I miss? Vern Glenn. He was a sports guy. I liked him. You know, you let me know. 415-766-4428. Or you could email me. It's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. It's Faco on Twitter. X. It's Faco at gmail.com. Or email me. It's Faco. That's, I already said that. Or call me. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. We got so much music, so little time. Let's throw it down. Coming through right now. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show, Drop the Charges. You know, I'm going to play this. And these guys got a new album out, and they're coming to San Francisco. They're coming to the Warfield. These guys have been around over 20 years now, probably 25 years now. And these guys are called The Hives. And they got a new album out. Let's throw it down right now. Shouts out to all. These are The Hives. Radio Valencia.